On the next part of our morning show, we're here to talk about a free small business clinic coming up in the area on August 14th. And joining us is business consultant Nora Rowan-Schmidt. Good morning, Nora.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Good to have you on the program by the phone today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I know this kind of thing really excites you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you got going on?
It does. You know, as somebody who has worked with small businesses for a pretty significant amount of time now, and, you know, I have a couple of small businesses myself, the opportunity to host these small business clinics, and this is the fourth one that we've had in the region over the last couple of years, is really exciting. And, you know, the reason for that is because these clinics acknowledge the fact that people are busy. You know, we have busier schedules than ever before, and it's more and more difficult to get to all of the different things, education, resources, et cetera, meetings with professionals that you need to do when you have a busy schedule. And so these clinics take care of everything in one place. So it really is a one-stop shop for businesses.
The clinic coming up on August 14th in Viroqua, it looks like this might be one of the widest variety of subjects you've had in one day, isn't it?
It is. So, you know, for the first time, just for listeners that are not aware of this event, we offer a day-long clinic. It's lecture-style sessions, so we've got some classroom-style sessions, and then we also have one-on-one meetings with consultants and experts. So if you have some questions that you don't want to take in front of a larger audience of 40 or 50 people, lecture-style, you can meet with folks one-on-one. And so in order to accommodate some of the wide variety of questions that people usually have, we've actually split the lecture-style sessions into two separate tracks. So when you look at some of the registration information from the event, you know, let's say you show up in the morning and you're really interested in the cottage lawsuit and baking muffins out of your home that you sell at a farmer's market, for example. You can go to that session. Or if you're somebody who's an established business and maybe you have some questions about taxes, you can go to that session instead. So there really is a large variety from startups to more mature businesses, even folks who are looking at succession planning, honestly.
When we talk about businesses, you know, I'm first of all thinking about brick and mortar, but you're talking about home businesses and a little bit of everything, aren't you?
Right, exactly. I mean, this is a clinic that is fantastic, whether you are just starting up and you have an online business, a home-based business, whether you're farming, whether you are a restaurant owner or somebody who has a food truck, or whether you're, you know, somebody on Main Street in a brick-and-mortar location. So it really does serve everyone.
Yeah, I never thought about that, but farming, you know, is so diversified in many ways. That's a great opportunity for somebody in that line of work, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And we are going to have, you know, some of my colleagues at the Universities of Wisconsin from the Food Finance Institute are experts in dealing with USDA grants and loans, different ways to get farm businesses diversified, and they will be there all day meeting with folks one-on-one and also providing some lecture-style sessions.
I like how you termed it, choose your own adventure. I think that kind of sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it really is. We understand that people are busy, and so some folks are going to want to stay for the day. We do see quite a bit of that. When we had one of these in Richland Center, we had many folks that were staying for six or seven sessions. But, you know, if you have a busy day or you're taking your kid to baseball or whatever is going on, you can show up for just a couple sessions and then get some contact information and check in with us later. So it really is whatever works for you is just perfect for this event. And that's why these have been so popular.
Is this the first one you've had in the Viroqua area?
This is. So it's the very first one in Viroqua. Our partners for this, the Viroqua Chamber, is helping out a tremendous amount. Vernon County is also really supportive. And then Western Technical College is actually hosting the event at their location and providing support. So it's really a great group of folks helping out.
Even though it's in Viroqua, we're encouraging everybody in our listening area, aren't we?
That's right. I mean, everybody is welcome. You know, as somebody who lives in the area myself, I live right on the Vernon-Richland border, so I know exactly what it's like to just kind of go to different places based on needs. So this is absolutely open to anyone. So anyone in the region, if you're willing to drive, you're more than welcome. And this is a free event.
I know in the past you've helped out a lot of folks. Is it rewarding to see some of those businesses that you've helped, doing well and thriving these days?
Oh, it is. Absolutely. That's a wonderful question. You know, sometimes all that people need is just a little bit more information in order to take things to the next level. And so that's why, you know, whether you just have some general questions or you really need to update your business plan, if you're looking at using AI for some of your marketing or for some different tasks, you know, all of these things are going to be covered. Legal services, just about anything that you could possibly need relating to your business. We've even welcomed one of the folks from the SBA who is going to come and talk about different funding options for business. So there really is something for everyone here.
I know that in the past, we've talked to you about some of the things that you've done, certainly some of those startup businesses. It's not only for people that have been around for a while, for established businesses, but people who have a light bulb moment, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. You know, if you are thinking about doing something, but you just want more information about how to do things, you know, step by step, or which things are the most important to take care of, this is a great place to get some of that education, particularly as it relates to, you know, forming your business. So many, many folks end up going the LLC route when they start their business, and we're going to have somebody all day long helping folks to form their LLCs. So, you know, that service just in and of itself is really helpful for folks. I remember forming my LLC on my own several years ago for some things that my husband and I do on the farm. And it was a little bit of work, and there were things that I was a little uncertain of. And so I think having somebody there to assist with those things is really valuable.
Yeah, just another set of eyes. Sometimes those things are daunting, aren't they?
Right. Well, it's just different, you know, and dealing with different types of forms and different language and jargon for different things can be really confusing. And so that's why we have some really great people in place to assist through that process and make it make more sense for people.
Our guest is Nora Rowan Schmidt, a business consultant, talking about the upcoming free enterprise there for area businesses on August 14th in Viroqua. Could you give us some examples of the lecture group sessions that you'll have that day?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, one of the ones that is always very popular is just the basics of small business law. So we're going to have Jeff Glazer from the UW-Madison Law and Entrepreneurship Clinic. He's a professor, really smart guy, wonderful person. He's going to talk about business structures, business law, how to cover contracts, intellectual property, employment law. So all of those things are incredibly relevant, you know, to lots of folks. We are going to have the Center for Technology and Commercialization come. These are other colleagues of mine from the Universities of Wisconsin. They're going to be talking about how to grow your business, different ways to find funding, what to do if you're a tech-based entity, because sometimes the rules for tech-based entities or the best practices are a little bit different than for a brick-and-mortar business. We'll have a session on small business taxes. That's always something that's a little bit daunting for folks. Like, can I do this on my own? Do I need to get an accountant right away? What are some of the basics? So we're going to have somebody talk about tax obligations and filing procedures and tax credits, like all of that fun stuff. And then we'll have a session on marketing, social media, and e-commerce, and exactly how to do all of those things and different ways that you can do them and, you know, how to do it the most successfully. A session on AI, practical strategies. You know, Phil, I don't know how much AI you guys are using at the station, but it's something that a lot of people are using, whether it's for research or different styles of marketing, even just, you know, day-to-day tasks to make things a little bit easier. All of these different sessions are valuable just kind of standing on their own, but if people can take some time and go for the day, it's a really incredible opportunity to meet with all these folks all in one place.
Well, we have you as a little AI, but I think sometimes that scares people too. It's a good way to kind of learn and see that it can be applicable, right?
Right. Oh, exactly. And, you know, things are always intimidating until you understand them better. And once you understand them and some of the best practices behind using them to help support the work that you're doing, they can be really incredible tools.
If someone comes in like with a wacky business idea, so let's say like I'm going to start a whoopee cushion factory or something like that.
Yeah.
Would you discourage them or would you know?
Well, Phil, that's not really our place to do those things. I think, you know, the most important thing is when people come in with ideas, taking them through the processes, helping them with their business plan, trying to understand how they'll make money, who their customer is, who they're going to be serving, putting together some financial projections so you can see what the year, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 will actually look like for that business. Taking the time to do some of those things really puts people in a position where they're ready to make a decision. So not every great idea becomes a business, but what's important about some of these tools and education is it can also save people from entering into something that's going to be challenging for their families instead of rewarding.
Can people schedule some one-on-one times then, Nora?
Yes, exactly. So if people don't want to do the lecture-style sessions, all of the experts that we've talked about, you know, attorneys, accountants, marketing people, AI, general business, they are all going to be there all day taking one-on-one appointments. And then in addition to that, we talked about the LLC formation lab. There's going to be somebody there helping form LLCs all day. And then we also are going to bring in a professional photographer to do complimentary headshots for businesses, because sometimes just the cost of professional photography services is a barrier for folks. So we will also be offering free headshot photos for folks for their business. And I forgot the other important part. We do feed everybody. So if that's of interest to anyone, you know, we do have a beautiful lunch and we have snacks and coffee and other things throughout the day. So we'll make sure that everybody who's there participating and learning is taken care of.
Sometimes that mingling is a great way to start networking, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because that's such a beautiful part of all of this. I think we've all been in situations before where mingling is a little bit awkward, or it's kind of, you know, just forced or something. And at these clinics, there are so many people that are having shared experiences and they're, you know, having questions about similar things. And so the networking and community just happens very naturally and organically. It's really a beautiful thing to see. And it's great that you mentioned that too, because the Viroqua Chamber has been kind enough to offer a couple of happy hours in Viroqua after the event. So if people want to continue chatting and go grab some pizza or, you know, a soda or a drink or something, there are going to be two different locations, the Fortney Hotel in Viroqua and Tangled Hickory, where they can meet and just continue the conversation.
Will you have info for the Spanish-speaking business owners?
So we do have a couple of consultants that speak Spanish. One of them is not going to be there that day. I have been taking a bunch of Spanish classes, Phil. So
really?
I am no expert, but if there are some folks that need some assistance who are part of our Spanish-speaking community, we can absolutely accommodate them.
I'm impressed. Good job.
Well, thank you.
So give us the where and the whys. When is it coming up and how can we be a part of it?
Yep. So again, August 14th. Sign up as soon as you can if you do plan on attending. It'll be at Western Technical College in Viroqua. That's right on the main drag. It's 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. In order to register, this is the kind of tricky part. You can Google it, you know, just Google Viroqua Small Business Clinic, which is one of the easiest ways to do it. Otherwise, folks can go to business.wisconsin.edu, and you will be able to find the small business clinics at that website. If you have any difficulties whatsoever, you can always text me your email address, and I will just send you the link. So my cell phone is 608-716-9000. 9441. And if you text me your email, I will send you the link so you can register. But you should be able to find it. It's pretty widely available.
Do you put a cap on the number of participants?
So, you know, we do have some rules that we have to abide by in terms of building capacity and other things. So, you know, we have quite a few registered already. I think we have room for 60-ish more. So folks should just keep that in mind as they're registering. If there is something that you're particularly interested in, you know, you need legal services right away, be sure to register for those things as soon as you can.
The key word here is free, isn't it?
Keyword is free. I mean, this is pretty amazing. And these clinics are made possible thanks to grants from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. You know, without their partnership and support, these things would not be happening. So it's really, round of applause for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, because this is truly wonderful services for folks who have small businesses.
Well, it's really a great opportunity, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And I hope everybody takes advantage of it.
Yeah, everybody in the area, too, again. So very
Absolutely.
Good. Anything else you wanted to add, Nora?
I don't think so. I'll just give my phone number one more time just in case. 608-716-9441. Just text me your email address and I will send you the link. You can also find it's all over social media. Southwest Wisconsin SBDC has several things. There's an event on Facebook. And then you can also go online, business.wisconsin.edu.
From the Office Business and Entrepreneurship, business consultant, Nora Rowan Schmidt. Good to hear from you again, my friend.
Phil, thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
You bet. Nora Rowan Schmidt joining us in this portion of the morning show.